Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson. Well, so we left off yesterday with me mentioning how one phone call changed the trajectory of mine and my wife's life. And that phone call that drew us here to the Voice of the Master came in late 2023, seemingly out of the blue, from Ken Bishop. As I mentioned yesterday, Ken and I have known each other for about 20 years. So when the Voice of the Master was looking for a chief engineer to replace Alan Kilgore when he retired, Ken offered to call some of his contacts that he knew, like me. Well, of course, I was one of those people, and at first, I remember thinking how neat the ministry sounded, but I also remembered a promise that I made to my wife years before, and that was that we wouldn't move again. So I turned Ken down cold during our call. But here's the God part. Later that day, when I was telling my wife about mine and Ken's conversation, there was a quiet pause. Then she simply said, "I think we need to pray about this." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, of course, you know," I told her, I told them, the ministry here that we would pray for the Voice of the Master and that they'd find an engineer. And my wife says, no, about you. I stopped and I said, "Well, what about me?" And my wife just smiled and said, "About you, Brett, you taking the chief engineer's job." And I looked at her with my usual perplexed look because, as I said, I promised her we weren't going to move. She was adamant that we would never move again. So I'm thinking back to that earlier conversation about that going through my head. But what I didn't realize was that God was already working on her heart long before I ever knew about the ministry here. At the time, our home church in Minnesota was going through a series on missions, and my wife said, "This could be our mission field," talking about Voice of the Master. And not long after, of course, we decided to pay a visit to the station, and we toured Northeast Wisconsin and fell in love with the area. And then after much prayer, we both felt like God was calling us here. So I started in January 1st of 2024, and it wasn't long after I got here that Ken and I ended up having a conversation about my days at 89.5 in Duluth. Well, I hear the music playing in the background, so it means I'm running out of time again today. And I know I said I'd tie this all together, but I want to give us enough time so that I can really properly do that. So if you haven't figured out some of this already, join me tomorrow as I wrap up this whole God-sized story. A story only he could have written. And by the way, if you've missed any of the previous day's desks and you'd like to go back and listen, you can do that anytime at our website. And feel free to drop us a comment, too, while you're there at wrbm.org. Until tomorrow, thank you for joining us on the Manager's Desk. On behalf of Mike Cornell, I'm Brett Gibson.